Safety is job one at the state capitol. As the full legislature considers the two-year budget, Capitol Police Chief Charles Tubbs says he expects the crowds to increase at the State House, but not to the extent that was seen during the height of the collective bargaining debate in February and March. Considering recent threats to politicians, Tubbs says safety takes priority.
I just want to really point out our position is not political. It's strictly about public safety.
That also means providing quick and easy access to the exits if needed. Four entrances will remain open all week, and Tubbs says they have no plans to close any doors. In fact, he says it's under daily review to see whether even more doors could be open.
We are working very, very closely with local law enforcement, sharing information and intelligence about what's taking place, as well as, again, meeting with citizens groups.
The Capitol building normally closes at 6 p.m., but as long as lawmakers are debating, the public will be able to observe. However, Tubbs stresses no more sleepovers, no signs on the walls, and no noisemakers in the building.
Sleeping bags, backpacks, pillows, those type of items are not allowed in the Capitol and will not be allowed to enter the Capitol.
Tubbs says contingency plans are in place with local law enforcement agencies if needed in the Capitol.
Basically, you have to be prepared for anything. You expect the unexpected. You plan for the worst and you pray for the best.
As for the additional access this week, he wouldn't say how many additional officers are in place or at what cost. The Wisconsin State Patrol, UW Police, DNR, and DOJ are working with the Capitol Police. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.